Ah, man, here we go again. Up early, feed the dog, out the door, traffic, at the office, boss in some kind of mood today, no time for lunch, annoying coworker, no time to relax, bedtime. Then we gotta do it all again? No way. Because the best way to break up the mundane every day is to play at Wild Rose Casino and Resort. Slots, tables, sports, and a whole lot of perks when you join and play with your club wild card. So, let's play Wild Rose Casino and Resort, Clinton.
Good morning to you, HawkFanatic.com, brought to you by Patrick Eads and his staff at Deary Brothers Ford on Mormon Trek. By Steve Anderson, Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Mike's E-Keys for Cars. Tavern Blue on the Coralville Strip. GT Car and his great crew at Supple's Building and Remodeling. Supple's Flowers, the home of 1-800-800-ROSE. The Midtown Family Restaurants. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, 101 South Dubuque Street, downtown Iowa City. Premier Automotive in North Liberty. The Oxyoke Inn in the Amanas. Streets Maintenance. Morning, Jimmy. And Dr. Lance Forbes, Diamond Dental in Cedar Rapids. Here's Tom Suter, along with Pat Hardy from HawkFanatic.com. And Pat, once again, living in the past, brought in a bunch of, look at those albums.
James Gang, ooh.
Yeah.
Living in the past.
Living in the past. Does he have a turn? Do you have a turntable?
Do you have a turntable, Pat?
No.
No.
Nor do I.
God, I used to have the best, honest to God, the most amazing record collection.
Yeah.
And we went on the road, and all the records were stored in my brother's basement, and they got destroyed.
I remember that story. I felt bad for you.
Oh, my God. That was awful.
Yeah, these have been down, and luckily I don't have water issues. These have been in my basement for 17 years, and prior to that, you saw them. He had heard of Stone Ground.
Yeah.
I never heard of Stone.
Nor had Hunter, which surprised me.
I didn't like them, had one of my friends listen to them.
I was telling sort of the best thing is my sister, she taped the name Hardy on them on the right-hand corner of G to make sure somebody didn't steal them. You know, I'm sure there was a market for Stone Ground. But that surrealistic pillow looks like it's never even been opened.
Yeah, it looks like it's in great shape.
And when did that come out, like 67?
Probably.
Yeah,
think it's worth anything?
66 or something.
Probably not worth anything, is it?
No.
Even if it's in, I don't know if it's ever even been opened. I've never listened to it.
If it hasn't been opened, it could be worth
like $10.
You're not retired.
And that James Gang one looks like it's never been opened either. It's in a nice, heavy wrap.
I like the James Gang.
Yeah, I did too.
I got to look to see if this is the one when Tommy Bolin
Funk
was
49.
In it. But I've got probably another 100, 200 albums like this. Some of them are mine. And then I've got Manassas. Obviously, you've heard of Manassas.
Yeah.
There's a couple of those Manassas. They're sitting on a picnic table.
Yeah, Manassas was excellent.
That's Stephen Stills, right?
Yeah. And Chris Hillman and others.
Oh, I didn't realize Chris. So they was Manassas prior to CSN and
after.
I was going to say it's definitely Chris. Was Chris Hillman?
Well, actually, not even after. Kind of because
it kind of overlapped.
Kind of, yes, it did.
Okay.
Yeah.
It
was Richie Furay part of?
Don't believe so.
Okay.
Yeah. Then of course you got Desmond Dekker and the Israelites.
Yeah.
That album came out in 1962.
And should have stayed there.
Oh Jesus Christ! You know,
it gets a lot of credit
for
Bob
Marley.
Oh, you did see it? Is it good?
Yeah. Yeah, it's.
Is it like Bohemian Rhapsody good? Like that?
No.
Like, but made sort of in the same level?
Yeah.
Because I've talked to people that thought Bohemian Rhapsody was okay. I thought it was pretty good.
I did too.
Yeah, but I think that was because I was interested in the subject
matter. It's okay, Bob Marley thing.
Does it tell you who he's, what he's, what's all about? I can't speak. Does it tell you what he's all about? Or what was,
basically,
what he was all about, I should say, past tense.
You know, I was disappointed a little bit because, number one, they didn't go back to the early recordings.
Which was his best music.
Like Dancing Shoes. God, I love that song.
Put it there. Not put it there, but Mr. Brown.
And some of the music was out of order.
You know, his greatest hits, you get him there in 62 to 66. 60, the best songs are 62 to 66, at least for me. And but yeah, to go into much about him dying of cancer, like how he injured his toe and it wouldn't heal.
Yeah, and that isn't...
That's not in there?
It's in there, but it wasn't... Yeah, yeah, he injured his toe, but a lot of people thought that's what caused the cancer.
No, that's just was a sign that he had cancer.
Yeah,
that was a symptom.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's been dead.
But yeah, the legend was that's what caused it. And it was that they did explain that.
Did the guy have the right accent? In movies like that, sometimes they overdo it.
He was really good.
Was he? Okay.
No, it was okay. I mean, it wasn't the...
I know it's out on Paramount
Plus. It wasn't the feel-good...
Well, I mean, when you die of cancer and... Yeah. In your 30s, and did they go much into, didn't he get attacked at home?
Yeah.
I know Peter Tosh got killed, but did they go into much into that?
They went into that. They didn't go, I don't know. When you say go into, they went into things, I don't know that they went into things much. You know what I mean?
You sort of say that about Bohemian Rhapsody, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
there's a lot to ground to cover in 2 hours.
See, I thought Bohemian Rhapsody was excellent. I thought Rocket Man was okay.
What was Rocket Man?
That Elton John.
Yeah. I haven't seen that. That's what Trump called. What's his name? Little Rocket Man.
Little Rocket Man.
Oh, you even laughed at that one.
Well,
when you said that, because you know. But what was wrong with Rocket Man? To where was it?
Because
you could argue Elton John's is an interesting story as Queen, couldn't you, in some ways?
Yeah. It just was, there was parts of it that were superficial.
I just didn't think it was all that. But then I'm not a huge Elton John fan.
I'm not a huge Elton John fan.
I like Elton John, but there were just parts of it that, you know.
I'm not a huge fan, but some of, like Daniel and Rocket Man, those are two of my favorites.
There's a few good songs. The best song was his first song. Your song.
That's a good song. Yeah. How about Goodbye Yellow Brick Road? I've always liked that.
Yeah. Candle in the Wind I liked.
It just would touch on things. Movies like that tend to just touch on things and you know more because they've been around.
Well, you
so
already
long.
Know. You a lot already, of what you're watching, you already
sure.
know. Yes.
And you actually know more
yes.
than the movie
portrays.
Boy, yeah. I'll tell you, last true. Night people went crazy. And they went crazy all over the damn East and Central time zones because CBS, Masters ran over. They've been promoting this damn Billy Joel concert for months.
On CBS?
Yeah, for months. And they started it late.
People are still that excited about Billy Joel?
Yeah. It was his 100th concert at Madison Square Garden.
I'm not a huge fan of Billy Joel.
I watched the thing, and it was a real good concert, sounded good and everything, and then at 10:30, it was supposed to be over 10, at 10:30, as he's doing his big, Piano Man,
which I love
right in the middle of Piano Man, cut into the local news.
Wow.
CBS dumped it. Evidently...
Is that because it wasn't getting good viewership?
No.
Would they be able to tell at the moment?
No, it was pre-programmed. It's like KXIC when they cut off the, they leave the Cubs in the seventh inning.
Billy still gets the same amount of money, doesn't he?
Huh?
Doesn't he still get the same amount of money?
I would imagine so.
I just didn't realize Billy Joel was that popular to this day that he could demand a stage on CBS. I knew
iconic.
He was huge back in the 70s and 80s.
He's iconic.
Yeah.
Oh, I know, but,
But
so are a lot of the bands I like that you guys tell me that you got to move on. I mean, Billy Joel was at his heyday in the mid to late 70s.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I'm surprised about.
Well.
And 80s.
But he has been filling up Madison Square Garden every freaking month for 10 years.
It's just nice to see somebody.
Other than COVID.
He's got to be in his 70s, isn't he?
Yeah, he's 74.
It's just nice to see someone that age.
Sure.
Still bringing it.
But I mean.
As long as he's not driving, right?
Well, he's a year younger than I am, so shut up.
Well, hasn't he had some accidents driving?
Yes.
Doesn't he have?
So have I.
They used to joke about that. What's that? I can't. Would you? What is?
I don't know what he said.
He sounds like the.
What?
Steve wasn't drunk. Billy Joel
Oh. Oh
yeah, I wasn't drunk. Right. Billy Joel.
All right, on to the Hawks. Upon. We can't go back to the Hawks because we haven't.
They haven't been mentioned we even haven't once. Addressed.
Big portal week, women's basketball, a couple guards coming in. Do you have portal fever right now?
I enjoyed the weekend because of the Saturday Night Live.
Oh, that was great.
I didn't watch the show live, but I've since one of the joys of Twitter, I guess, I was able to. The Beavis and Butthead stuff was hilarious.
It sure was.
Who played Butthead? Who is that?
That was Mikey Day.
Yeah, Mikey Day.
God, it was hilarious. Yeah. And the best thing is the other actor, she could not. She just gave up even trying not to laugh. And so remember, I'm old enough to remember. Remember when Harvey Korman just could not stop laughing on the Carol Burnett? That was half the fun of watching that.
Well, Heidi Gardner never cracks up. And this is the first time I'd seen her.
I've never heard of her until it was hilarious. And like I wrote, I thought Caitlin was great. I mean,
Caitlin is just a freaking natural.
She makes it look so easy. She's got that little, she brought a little snark to the stage. Okay, you male chauvinist. And Michael Che was great. And the other guy, is he married to
Scarlett Johansson?
Wow.
Yeah.
That guy's got life by the,
The best part of the whole thing is when he goes, well, I'll go home and give this to my girlfriend. And she just snaps back, you don't have a girlfriend, Michael.
Yeah, no, it was fun. And it was so cool that she brought three of her teammates. Yes. So they could be on. They were like I wrote my thing. They were standing on the. I assume it's maybe not the exact same, but you know what I mean. Belushi, Hartman,
the same.
Adam Sandler, all those people. There's so much tradition.
Same studio.
Dan Aykroyd, Gilda Radner. Yeah. They were right there on that same stage. You know, you think Belushi would have enjoyed the Iowa Hawks? I think he would have.
No.
He was into sports. Remember his Wheaties commercial?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
you remember the Wheaties commercial? You remember though the little donuts?
Yeah.
It was a little. Instead of Wheaties, he was promoting little donuts.
Yeah, little donuts.
And when he was running, he had a cigarette he had a lung dart in his mouth when he was. And then when he was doing the commercial afterwards, promoting the little donuts, he was smoking. That commercial made me laugh.
Yeah, I just thought this was perfect for the perfect time.
And I thought the Saturday Night Live guys did good with them.
Yeah,
I thought
they
fed off each other really well.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, it was cool.
Yeah.
I've watched most of the show now, thanks. Well,
show was good.
I watched the part with her and the Beavis and Butthead stuff was just what brought that. I wonder what brought. Is there something going on with Beavis and Butthead to where it was timely?
Not that I know of.
Uh-uh.
Okay, but no, it was pretty good. But when they can't themselves stop laughing, because Farley used to always make the people on set. David Spade, when he'd be the motivational speaker, they could not stop laughing. And then also Will Ferrell. Remember when he did that thing in the Speedo, the American flag in the office? That was. You remember that, Suter?
The Beavis and Butthead thing was so funny because you had a normal crowd and then Beavis.
Yep. Who acted perplexed why they were calling him? Oh, hey, what's going on?
I've never heard of
life
you.
As usual for him. But no, it was good. And that was smart for Saturday Night Live. She's there in New York for the draft tonight at the. What time does the draft comes on at 6, right?
6:30, I thought.
The applause she got,
I could be wrong,
was just...
And then I thought it was cool, and I don't know if this was rehearsed or whatever, but she may have said, I want to do... The fact that she paid tribute to the players that played before her and even mentioned Cheryl Swoops. And I thought that was really... It was just a big win for her, and she'll always be a Hawkeye in these respects. And right now, it's really... I mean, as time goes, you're not... Every time she's on, you're not going to automatically... Get that, the Hawkeye.
No,
fade a little bit.
Well, because she's not.
She's not a Hawkeye. And it's weird. Now I call her former Iowa guard.
She's part of the WNBA fabric now.
Yep.
Well, people go, why was she wearing a Nebraska jacket?
It was Nike.
It's Nike.
Yeah.
I tweeted about that.
Stupid people.
And then somebody else said, I thought it was Northwestern.
Oh, Jesus.
No, it was Nike. I didn't know what it stood for at first, but I knew it wasn't Nebraska. That's why I joked about it. The whole thing was good, and like I said, I'm sure. Can we assume Caitlin would have been on the backstage when they were doing the Beavis and Butthead stuff?
Oh yeah,
I would think so.
Yeah,
it would have been cool if they would have had her in there. She would have handled it well, probably.
Yeah, just as part of the crowd.
Couldn't you have seen her sitting right next? That would have been pretty funny. See if she could stop from laughing, because it was. I thought. They were both funny, Ryan Gosling is, but I, for some reason, the Beavis one just, I thought was even funnier. I don't know what they did with his teeth.
I don't know, but yeah, it was real funny.
And they didn't have the same one. It didn't say Metallica and.
No, it didn't have
Why do you think that was?
Winger. I have no idea. I have no idea.
Because one said. They were both rock and roll references, but I just thought it was unusual.
Wasn't one, say, death metal or.
Well, here, actually, you might be able to see it on. But no, it was funny. And like I said, great publicity for Iowa.
Yeah.
Because until she is drafted, she's still a Hawk in some ways. But, I mean.
And Michael Che's jokes were funny, too.
They were. The one about $14 million, and then that was pretty funny. And then she came fire. I wonder how much help she had on those jokes.
I think Colin Jost probably wrote them.
Okay. He's good, too. It seems like every time I watch him, he plays sort of a complimentary role, but does it so well. He doesn't need to talk a lot.
And he's got that smirk.
And he's married to Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah. So listen, he wins.
The way she delivered it, though, I mean, she, you know.
No, yeah, she delivered the jokes. It was well done.
She's just great.
Wonder how many times they had to rehearse.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Beavis's shirt was Megadeth.
Okay. Is that a band?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was Megadeth?
Yeah.
Megadeth and Metallica.
We're talking about last night, or on Saturday Night Live.
I'm just saying in the original.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
Black shirt, Metallica. Blue shirt, Megadeth.
Okay.
All
right. Later.
Thanks.
But you're not finding what he was wearing?
I'll find it.
I've never heard of Megadeth.
Weren't they, one of their players be from Iowa? Wasn't they like their bass player? Or?
I thought that was,
Hello?
Didn't they evolve from Bread?
Yeah, sure. I wanted to kill myself when I heard Brad. Hello.
Hey, as soon as Caitlin Clark's done, we need to get her to replace Lita.
So you're saying we need to replace Caitlin Clark?
She's on the bigger pastures, but we need to get her for the head coach at Iowa.
Caitlin? Well,
can she turn
20? A little early.
Let's have her turn 23 first.
And she's not a coach.
Yeah. And she may not want a coach.
And are you drinking?
She is a coach on the basketball court.
Yes, she is. I'll give you that.
Yes, she is.
Yep, but let's let her play WNBA for a while. And is Lisa aware of your plans?
She'd like, and are you drinking?
Well, I don't know. When's she moving on?
Tom, when's Lisa moving on?
Well, do we really want her to, since she just played for the national championship two years in a row?
No, she's a mentor to young girls.
Yes, she is.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for
the call.
For the call. And the insight.
And the insight.
So it's off to a roaring start. It's a Monday, man. We're off the week.
Bottle of red.
Bottle of white.
All depends upon your appetite.
Do you have a turntable
in here? These are your people.
Do you have a turntable in here?
No,
we should play some of this. Let's play a little Stone Ground.
Yeah,
I'm going to hear a little Stone Ground, Suter?
I don't. I've heard them.
Okay, Southern Rock, is it?
I can't even remember. I heard them once, and I didn't like them. And...
You did like the James Gang, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Funk 49 was great. Great song.
And you were aware Tommy Bolin was in the James Gang for a while.
And,
I think two albums, I think.
Joe Walsh.
Joe Walsh was in the James game.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, draft tonight at 6 o'clock. And, hey, don't have to wait around long for the drama. It'll be, before you know it, it'll be over.
It'll be Caitlin.
Yeah, 6:30 on ESPN.
6:30? Oh, I thought they said it started at 6. Okay. I was going to say, why would ESPN start broadcasting a half an hour into the draft? So it's 6:30. Okay, yeah. I thought it was 6. So 7:30 Eastern time at the Brooklyn Academy of Music, which I still haven't gotten.
Holds 1,000 people.
Okay, but why? I mean, there's a lot of places in New York that...
That hold 1,000 people?
Yeah, I mean, maybe there's a... I'm sure there's an obvious reason. If somebody knows, maybe that guy will call back.
Maybe where it's located.
I mean, I remember where it's located. I walked right by it when I was out there, like I said before.
I mean, was it a...
It was in a pretty...
Major location?
I thought it was. If I remember correctly, I didn't think it was far from the Barclays Center.
Uh-huh.
If I remember correctly, because I do remember walking by, I'm like, wow, look at that place. It was, I mean, you know, like many buildings in New York, it was pretty cool. And so, but yeah, it's going to be neat seeing this kind of culmination.
One of the shirts says skull.
Okay. The other one I thought had two words.
Yeah, death metal or something. I can't remember.
Skull and death rock.
Death rock. Okay. I just thought it was interesting that they didn't have the same.
No, it is interesting.
Do you think there's maybe legal reasons behind that?
Possibly.
Okay. Copyright stuff. I could see that. So, but no, it was.
Well, that's why she didn't. She just had an N instead of the swish.
Because you couldn't tell what it stood for.
It's a $550 jacket.
It looked like a nice jacket.
Yeah.
But they looked so happy up there on that stage afterwards. Like, I mean, her teammates just can you believe the smile on Kate Martin's face?
Well, can you imagine?
No. I mean, that's incredible. And
Jada and Gabby.
Yeah, no, it was pretty cool.
Hello.
Their T-shirts are not a constant. They change quite a bit. Beavis wears AC/DC a lot of times.
I thought I remember Beavis wearing AC/DC, and then Metallica is one they wear too, right?
Yeah, they wear several.
Yeah.
And then Todd wore Winger.
Yeah, I remember Winger. Todd was. Well, no, that. I'm getting it mixed up now. Todd, the mean guy who forced them to pay him to have parties at their house.
No.
He wore a jean jacket.
No.
I know
Todd
who you're
wasn't
thinking.
The mean guy.
Todd was the mean guy who drove the hot rod car. I thought that he'd do donuts in their yard and blow mud into their bedroom. And then
can't go back to the Hawks yet, can they?
And he had a Todd had a party at their house and forced them to pay for the damages. And
maybe it was okay.
I thought his name was Todd. You were not a big Beavis and Butthead guy.
Loved Beavis.
Oh, you're right. Then what am I thinking?
Todd was mean. He was a bully.
Who was the guy with the Winger shirt?
I know who you're talking about. Stewart's in a... Is it Stewart?
Maybe it's Stewart.
I think it was Stewart.
Yeah.
How about Mr. Anderson? Where's that goddamn hippie clerk? That's one of my favorite lines.
I turned down, seriously, a remote broadcast that was going to pay me $1,000. It wasn't a remote broadcast. Uh-huh. It was just to have me at this remote. $1,000. It was on a Friday night. Just so Shane and I could watch the last episode of Beavis and Butthead.
Wow.
And I was not disappointed.
Yeah, the movie itself did not do much for me.
The principal dies, and they just step over him and walk.
But the one, you know, the movie used to.
Yeah,
it just did.
I didn't have
I didn't have much expectations, and it met it.
No, it was okay.
Half an hour of those guys is enough. Yeah. A good half an hour episode, I'm happy.
Well,
they didn't have
a lot to hang on.
I didn't need 2 hours. Yeah.
Hello.
Todd was a greaser.
A greaser?
Was he?
Yeah.
What's a greaser?
Hair.
We're going back to the 50s and
going
Greece?
Back to the 50s, yeah. People that used to work on cars, slick backed hair. Cigarettes rolled up in their sleeves.
All right.
I would call him a greaser.
Hell, that's before the albums I brought in.
Yeah.
Fonzie.
I haven't heard that term in decades.
I haven't either. I mean, I've heard it, and you're right. You described it perfectly. But yeah, that's unusual. But okay, back to the Hawks. One, unfortunately, we got to address baseball.
God, that was awful.
11-1. They've lost two straight series now. I mean, I don't want to overreact. They're still 6-6. They're still it, but they got to get some stuff figured out. Brody only went 3 1/3, walked 4. You can't be walking at least one batter an inning. And he only had 3 or 4 strikeouts. It just obviously didn't. And then they gave up how many home runs? They gave up 4 home runs. The relief pitching did not. And Rick's comments.
I didn't see what he said. It couldn't have been positive.
It was a very disappointing day for us. That's how. And he just went over everything that they didn't do. And it's unfortunate. But like I said, they're halfway through. They've got 12 conference games left. They got a game tomorrow. I think it's against Bradley.
I think it is.
Is it supposed to rain tomorrow?
Yeah. Isn't this
the one where he called you guys alarmists?
It's not tomorrow. It's Wednesday that they play Bradley.
Oh, Wednesday? What about Wednesday? Will we even be around?
Chance of showers.
Shooter, will we even be around on Wednesday?
Tuesday maybe.
After that forecast you heard a couple days ago?
Hey, they're still forecasting it.
And just saying
run
what?
For your run lives. For,
just, you know, no. What? Just
You know, they've got 4 zones. Okay, for probability of severe weather,
and we're in the death zone.
We're in the 3rd zone.
What does that mean?
that we've got probability of severe weather.
Suter?
Don't care.
There's still time for you and Ann to get out of here.
You better care.
It's spring in
Iowa.
You
better care because it's going to storm. It's going to lightning. There's going to be winds and rain and stuff.
And the best thing you can do is listen to KCJJ for your daily reports.
Yes, you have to.
Sounds like every spring that I've lived in Iowa.
Sell this storm. Go out and sell the destruction.
Oh. And then softball, what'd they
lost all three.
Oh, they lost all three? I thought they won one.
Uh-uh.
Okay, I'm not going to post anything. People don't want to read about that. I post the baseball stuff because there's, you know, there's a pretty strong interest, but I can tell it's waning a little bit just on our track. I mean, fans are obviously frustrated, and they've got to see, who do they play this weekend?
It's the Rutgers.
Rutgers' record, I think Rutgers is better than their record would suggest. They've struggled some, but that'll be a tough series if Iowa doesn't play well. And right now, Iowa's just not doing much of it. When you lose 11-1 and give up four home runs, there's a lot of blame to go around.
Well, they got to win this series.
Well, yeah, if they don't win
at home.
They're 6-6. Yeah, if they don't win, I mean, is it the top eight make the tournament? I think that's what it is.
I believe that's right.
I believe that's what. If I'm wrong, I'll look during the break. But I think it's – and right now they're like – they've been teetering around 6 or 7 or what have you. But, yeah, they got to get some traction. I mean, they just can't get – they kind of remind me of what, like, the Iowa men were like during the Big Ten season. You know, they just couldn't –
Well, they're right at around 500.
Yeah, and they just couldn't get any positive traction and sustain it. And that seems to be where baseball is right now. I'll tell you one positive thing is Marcus Morgan had a great outing on Saturday. He pitched 6 innings, gave up 1 run, only 3 hits. I think he had no issues with walks. I mean, it was a really good outing. They got the win, 3-2. So that's a positive sign that Marcus, maybe he's kind of getting out of his funk. But they just need to get the starting pitching – and these free bases, they got to start eliminating these free bases. I mean, it's easy to say, and obviously it's not as easy to do. I mean, these guys are all accomplished pitchers. Or they wouldn't be at a Big Ten school pitching.
Sure.
They were all good in high school, so we'll see. But I trust Rick, the culture, the system. You just got to grind through this. I mean, 6-6, not where you expected them to be, but, you know, it's better than being 3-9. I mean,
well, it is.
They still have a puncher's chance, but they got to start landing some punches.
Yeah.
There we go. There was some bread. What are you going to take us? He's taking us right back to something. I can look.
Oh, the weather is supposed to be severe. So the National Weather Service has posted this. National Weather Service radio serving Cedar Rapids is currently off the air. Restoration time is currently unknown.
Wow.
And the weather's not even severe yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you think they're all running for their lives?
I would hope so.
I would say they're boarding up their windows and heading south.
I will give you credit, because I was riding you all winter about the big snow. But the one did come true for 2 weeks in January. That you were in heaven during that 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Remember that, Suter?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I was in heaven.
What? Frozen heaven.
That was a bleak 2.5 weeks.
Oh, it was miserable.
Yeah, well, you know how big my dog is, and then I'm shoveling.
Yeah, but you won't see the snow.
Shoveling so she can.
You can't see the hair with the snow. Who cares?
She didn't want to poop in it.
Oh, I remember those. I used to have to dig out squares in my yard as they got older. They'd look at me like, no.
Well, I had to do that when I had a little dog, but I never had to do that when I got a giant dog.
Yeah, those were two brutal weeks. And like yesterday, I broke down. I looked at my house. It was 80 degrees. I'm like, damn it. It's mid-April, but I turned on my air for like 2 hours just to get the – and it worked. And then today I woke up, and it was freaking cold in my house. That's what's weird
weekend.
About this time of year.
I had it on all weekend.
Yeah, I didn't have it on. I had it – turned it down to – it went from 80 to 76 in like 10 minutes, and then it stayed there, and I was fine. I just needed – it was humid.
Yeah,
it was too hot yesterday. I'm not ready for that yet. Are you?
Well, it is what it is, boys.
Well, we're upstairs. I got it at 74. When we go downstairs, I put it on 40? 75 or
75. But can't we just have some 60s and 70s for a couple weeks?
Definitely
well,
not.
We will this week. We'll have 50s.
50s for highs?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Well, isn't that kind of the seasonal temperature for mid-April? It's 50s?
Actually, it's 60s.
50s, 60s?
Yeah.
But it's not 88. Des Moines set a record yesterday.
No.
What did we get to?
84.
86. Oh, 86?
86.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, for April, what was it, 14th? Yeah, it's hot.
Yeah. comes.
I'm not complaining, though.
No, I mean, it's better than the alternative. Don't get me wrong. But I just would like to have a little bit of spring. It seems like spring is the one season that gets squeezed out.
Spring has sprung.
Well, we'll get squeezed out tomorrow.
Hey, what channel is the draft story or the draft on?
ESPN?
Yeah.
It is on ESPN?
ESPN.
Okay. All right. But yeah, I will be eagerly watching that.
This will be the second time in my life that I have watched the WNBA draft.
Was the other time for Megan Gustafson?
Yes. And I was bummed.
Well, she got picked like 14th, right?
Yeah, second round, yeah.
Second round, early in the second round, or yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, how many teams are there?
12.
Is it 12? Okay. And I know they play, what, a 34 or 40-game schedule?
40.
Something like that. So, and do you know what time the season starts? Is it like in May?
Yeah.
So, man, she's not going to have much time. But everyone does that, you know. Everyone in the WNBA goes from college to the WNBA and plays. She'll be fine. Yeah. I mean, she seems like Wonder Woman as far as just
you
her
know,
endurance.
I mean, with AAU, they're playing around yeah. The
she's just so durable, knock on wood. I mean, I don't remember her hardly ever even limping at Iowa.
She would go down hard in her first couple
some of that,
years.
I think, was looking for fouls and reacting, and I think some of that was drama. Yeah, there were times where she'd get knocked out. I just don't remember her ever landing really awkwardly on her feet.
No,
she
really.
Always seems like she's got such a solid base to her, and that's good because that's how you avoid, you know, injuries and what have you.
So that'll be interesting because I've been following women's basketball so closely the last.
Well, it's interesting that Indiana has the first pick too, with Connor already there. Patrick's going to be there now at Butler, and I mean, we said that's from the moment he hit the portal. That's what I was hearing.
Yeah,
that he was going to go there, and hey, you know, good for him. Just a change of scenery, a chance to play for Thad Matta. Connor will be there. Caitlin will be there. It'll be one big happy family.
No, that's cool.
And all these people reading into it, oh, there's nothing between him and Fran. It's just he's been here 5 years. He wants something different.
And I don't blame you.
No, I don't either. I mean, he's lived here most of his life. And there is a unique setup. It's interesting, though. I think the LA Sparks, don't they have the second pick?
Yeah, I believe they do.
Imagine if they had the first pick. And the difference between Caitlin going to Indianapolis as opposed, do you imagine her going to LA?
She'd do well.
I sometimes wonder if the deep down, if the execs for the WNBA wishes, nothing against the Fever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But get her in. You think that would make a big difference, or is she beyond any geographical influence?
Hard to say.
Her and she in LA, though, man.
It's just amazing that she is she's a national. Natural. Well, she's a natural, and she's national. I mean,
oh, without question, yeah.
It's amazing, and I mean...
Well, you saw with the reaction when she came on...
It was huge.
Yeah. With Michael Che.
Yeah. You know? And do you think it's more her or the game of women's basketball? I think it's her lifting the game of women's basketball. I'm not...
Yes, I would say so.
I don't think every year now we're just going to... Even if some girl comes... Like Juju Watkins. It'll be interesting if Juju Watkins does stay 4 years... Do you think in her fourth year, when they go and USC goes to Maryland, there'll be people waiting 4 hours before the game opens?
I don't either,
and I'm not sure why.
Because
Caitlin, it's more than just basketball, the reason she's been able to. Plus, she's the first one, too. If somebody else does what she's doing, they won't be the first one.
No, see, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. It's already been done.
It's already been done, yep. Yes.
And
The only difference would be if somebody did all that and won a couple national titles on a team that didn't have a bunch of five stars. That would be the only way to upstage Caitlin, really. Now, you still have to have the personality, too. The way she handles herself in any public setting has helped this reputation.
Well,
too.
She does have the personality.
Yeah, she got moxie.
And
moxie.
She does.
Moxie.
Yeah, I like that.
She's got a little nerve to her. She's got, you know, she's just got personality.
No, it's amazing. But, I mean, seriously.
And I cannot remember what music she picked when we had her on.
The response that she got was just.
Yeah,
phenomenal. I was going to go through because we got it on YouTube somewhere. The response she got, that she gave with music, but I think it was Carly Rae Jepsen.
Pretty sure it was.
Yeah.
Was it Drake?
It might have been.
It might have been Drake.
It might have been, but I'm not positive because both Patrick McCaffrey and Connor said Drake.
They did, and I think Luca Garza said Drake, too.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think she did, too. I'll have to check. I have to check and go through the YouTubes.
Well, why don't we take our break?
Okay.
And then we'll be back with more nonsense and weather threats. Run for your lives.
My only suggestion during going into the break, people, is just pray. Just pray.
Pray.
1-800-800-ROSE. 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist, is the only number you need to know to send flowers anywhere in the country or Canada from anywhere in the country. 1-800-800-ROSE. It's so easy, just remember one number. 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist. 1-800-800-ROSE. Remember,
the next KCJJ radio auction happens this Friday morning beginning at 6. For a list of items, see our website at 1630kcjj.com.
For a gift that your loved one will treasure for a lifetime, find it at our family-owned jewelry store in Iowa City, Pertine and Stocker Jewelers.
We can show you diamond engagement rings, colored stones, fashion jewelry, and watches.
Our jewelers are on site, so we can design jewelry for that special person in your life.
We are Pertine and Stocker, serving Iowa City and the surrounding area for three generations.
Pertine and Stocker Jewelers, downtown Iowa City, and PertineandStockerJewelers.com. Ask for Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of us is always there.
Don't wait for an emergency to get a backup for your car keys. Unlike the olden days, car keys have gotten extremely complex. Mike's eKeys for Cars can generate the most technically advanced automotive keys that are on the market today. For spares and lost keys, Mike's eKeys for Cars can produce most conventional transponder, high security, and remote head keys. Mike's eKeys for Cars will keep you on the road. Call 319-330-9185 and schedule an appointment today. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 319-330-9185 today.
There's a problem here in eastern Iowa. There's not enough Hawkeye fans. I mean, really, shouldn't everybody be a Hawkeye fan? Well, maybe not, but you should be a fan of my team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Hi, I'm Steve Anderson, and my team of experts at Hawkeye Title and Settlement know what they're doing. Call us at 351-8600. Hawkeye Title and Settlement, the team you love, the people you trust.
Tavern Blue on the Coralville Strip offers the ultimate sizzle of wood-fired pizza perfection. Elevate your pizza game with over 20 wood-fired pizzas, ranging from the Tony Pepperoni, the Philly Cheese Steak Pizza, Mary Margarita, and the Tavern Supreme. From the freshest ingredients, Tavern Blue cooks their pizzas to mouth-watering perfection in their wood-fired oven, which helps bring out those old-world flavors. Fresh creative salads, tacos, burgers, signature cocktails, beer, and wine are just a taste of what Tavern Blue has to offer. Tavern Blue is a family-friendly establishment that offers mini golf, table games, darts, and foosball. Go to tavernblue.com for the latest news, events, and specials, along with full menu options. Once again, that's tavernblue.com.
Are you tired of living in a home that doesn't quite meet your needs? Then it's time to call the experts at Streets Maintenance. Their team of skilled professionals specializes in renovations and remodeling, transforming your home into the space you've always dreamed of. From kitchen bath remodels to complete home renovations, no job is too big or too small. Streets Maintenance will work with you every step of the way to ensure your vision becomes a reality. So don't wait any longer. Call Streets Maintenance to schedule your consultation at 400-4483. Let's start building your dream home today.
Don't let just anyone take care of your smile. At Diamond Dental, you can expect compassion, expertise, and a personalized care plan to protect your teeth for life. With more than 30 years of combined experience, Dr. Forbes and his staff are prepared to tackle even your toughest dental problems, leaving your smile healthy and sparkling. Diamond Dental offers a full range of general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental treatment options for snoring and sleep apnea. It's never too early to start thinking about what's best for your smile. Schedule an appointment today by calling 319
390-3703 or visiting the office at 5815 Consul Street Northeast, Suite D1 in Cedar Rapids. You can also visit DiamondDentalPC.com for more information. Dr. Forbes is a proud sponsor of the Hawkeye Wrestling Club and the Inner Circle. Let the Diamond Dental team provide superior care for your entire family.
Car won't go into gear? Call Premier. Premier Automotive in North Liberty offers full-service mechanical auto repair, in addition to being Eastern Iowa's most trusted name in auto body repair. Use Premier for all your auto repair needs, brakes, oil changes, air conditioning, diagnostics, transmissions, or preventative maintenance. Whether you hit a deer or your car won't go into gear, see Premier Automotive in North Liberty. When you go to a family restaurant, you want three things. One, a wide selection of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Two, you want those selections to be affordable and delicious. And three, you want to be treated like family. You get all three at the Midtown Family Restaurant. Breakfast items available anytime the doors are open. Legendary tenderloins, onion rings, and hot roast beef sandwiches. And special ribeye and shrimp nights. Daily specials at each location. And no matter if you're coming in solo or with a group of 20, you get the same special family treatment. The Midtown Family Restaurants at Court and Scott Streets and at the Walmart Plaza on Highway 1 West. Follow them on Facebook or at MidtownFamily.com. The family's waiting for you.
GT Carr, owner of Supple's Building and Remodeling, has been offering unmatched service and quality for over 25 years. The trained professionals at Supple's Building and Remodeling will install and guarantee the products used in any job, no matter how big or small. They also stand behind their work and offer no-nonsense, exceptional customer service from design to completion and beyond. Whether it's a simple window replacement or a major house addition, you'll have the confidence that Supple's Building and Remodeling is committed to quality. Visit Supple's.net. Or call them today at 319-337-2246.
Hi, I'm Patrick Eads, owner of Deary Ford Iowa City. If you're looking for a great deal on a new truck or SUV, Deary Ford is here for you. With model year closeout pricing and all remaining new 23 F-150s plus 1.9% financing for 66 months plus $2,000. Save thousands on 24 Bronco Sports with 1.9% for 66 months plus $2,000. So when you want a great vehicle and an awesome buying experience, Deary Ford is here for you in Iowa City or online at DearyFord.com.
84 years of preparation, the wait is over. The Oxyokin's brand new book, Our Recipes, Our Story, is on sale now. 90 pages in full color, 67 recipes, and our unique history for only $24.99. Get yours while they last at the Oxyokin. Also, mail order with our current serving hours at Oxyokin.com. Oxyokin, in the heart of Amana.
The Oxyokin.
From the Hertin and Stocker Studios, in the heart of the Hawkeye Nation, this is the mighty 1630 KCJJ Iowa City.
Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, making memories, making
mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 78 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers and scattered thunderstorms, especially after midnight, our low 54. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy with rain and thunderstorms likely. And the rain could be heavy with an inch to an inch and a half or more likely from late tonight through tomorrow and tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable on the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Right now, it's 64.
KCJJ weather. Brought to you by Plum Supply.
Plum Supply, kitchens and baths. Your home never looks so beautiful.
Yep.
Jimmy Street was just in here.
Yes.
He brought us stuff for the tavern. You know, he's got a slice. He doesn't only do construction stuff. He's also a part owner in the tavern in Middle America,
which
is supposed to have... I have not been there yet, but it's supposed to have
great
pizza.
I have heard nothing but good things.
Yeah, we've had listeners say
that. And we know he does
really
great
good work.
Yeah. He did great work in my basement.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's done work for my neighbors.
No,
he did showers for us. Yeah, he does great.
He said if anything gets damaged in the storm.
Well, didn't he basically come out here to see you one last time? Because he's worried about the storm?
Since we're not going to, You said, since you guys are sitting ducks out here.
Yeah, we're just, I just want to come out and say
I'll see you one last time.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Carl.
Delayed Carl.
Iowa, the only Big Ten team that doesn't have a spring game, that they just scrimmage.
I'm not sure where it is on that. I know they're one of few, but yeah, they've been doing this for years. Kirk just got rid of it a long time ago.
Did he get rid of it because he didn't want injuries or what?
I'm sure that's probably part of it. He just didn't like the idea of a spring game. You could tell he wasn't comfortable with it when he first got here, and he just would rather have a controlled scrimmage practice, and that's just his way of thinking.
At first,
I cared about it, and I remember writing, I didn't think it was a great idea, but then after a while, I didn't care. You move on.
Yeah. Would you advise tomorrow putting out your trash bins and stuff, or is it going to be so
I'd hide
so
in one of your trash
that
bins.
They'll blow away.
I would believe.
I'd climb in your trash bin, close the lid, and pray.
Yeah, but if it blows, I don't want to be in it.
I would go downstairs now.
You know, you guys.
Come on.
It's going to end up being the duration.
I got the same crap from Hunter.
I've been riding you on this. I did hear Hunter riding you on it one time, just out of the blue. I'm like, get him, Hunter, get him. I was driving. He was making fun of you for being, he called you an alarmist. He called you a weather alarmist.
I am going to report. Jesus.
This is great.
So it's supposed to be windy, right?
Yes, it's going to be windy. It's going to rain, and we could have strong enough winds to prompt some tornado watches, at least.
Like it's April in Iowa.
Yeah,
and it's a little warmer than usual. Yeah. It's got all the ingredients for death,
it
destruction.
Doesn't have to be death, but we have had bad storms.
We have, and I know some people that have been.
I'm not going.
Don't
to,
joke about it lightly. Yes, I mean.
Yeah, I'm not.
And hopefully, Tom and I won't be eating our words.
Hopefully
on
Wednesday. Not.
I've never been to a tornado.
I wish I'd pick some other day besides my garbage day.
Well. I don't know what to tell you, Karn.
I'm fortunate enough to have never seen a tornado. I've seen clouds that look like they were about to become one.
I haven't either.
But I've never seen a tornado.
Where were you last year?
I wasn't here. That tornado didn't come close to my house.
Okay.
I mean, I remember the storm.
I remember being in one up in Cedar Rapids, and it did. It sounded like a train
going right over
the top of the house.
My parents actually were in one, and they said it sounded like a train.
Well, Tommy.
Yeah, it sounded just like a train.
Tommy and I were here. It sounded like a train. We were telling everybody to get in their basements, and then we go out and watch.
And then you go.
Well, you're not the only ones
it.
That have ever done that. Yeah. I mean, that.
We went out.
I'm guarantee if I saw a. If I was out here and I saw a tornado way over there, I'd go out.
Oh, Ann and I watched the derecho through our big window. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was blowing over our house.
We had one at school. We had one at school, so we hurried up and we put the kids in the hallway and told them to put their heads in their locker. And there was a dog out there. It was really uptight, so I invited the dog in and I had him put his head in a locker.
Oh,
very nice.
Very nice of you, Carl. Yeah.
And then when it was over with, the dog was happy and went walking back outdoors.
See ya.
He didn't have any damage he had to pay for.
No. Okay, guys.
All right,
well,
Karen.
Let's hope you don't have anything.
Yes,
bad.
I mean, we do joke, but we're joking. But yeah, let's pray to God we don't have any tornadoes. I don't want anyone to get hurt.
No.
I don't want to make light of tornadoes.
Well, no.
Because we are making fun of you. We're not making fun of storms, right? We're making fun of
you. But
him.
I'm supposed to do this.
You've got a job to do. You're the voice of the community.
The first time this happened was in 2006. And when people discovered us because nobody was at KXIC, nobody was doing any of this stuff. And Jan had to do the logs for some reason, had to change the logs. So we came out here at night, and that's when those two tornadoes hit downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And
was that the one that did damage on Washington Avenue? And
yeah.
Was that all the way back to 2006?
2006.
I remember I was at the Press Citizen.
Two of them, they hit Walmart first.
They damaged a bunch of homes on Washington and Jefferson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and we covered the whole thing. Still like 1:30, 2 o'clock at night.
Well, more importantly, is Lucy Olson's visiting tomorrow.
Isn't Maddie Scherz visiting Thursday?
Correct.
From what I've seen, so many different reports. And Lucy Olson's visiting Maryland today.
Well, they will be.
Oh no, she canceled.
Oh, she did cancel Maryland.
She did.
Okay.
Why? I don't know.
They will be impressed by our coverage tomorrow.
I wonder who else who else has she visited? Do you know? I saw the list. There was like a list of five schools she was going to visit, but she didn't say for sure. She that was, and it wasn't her. Everything I'm reading is coming secondhand. I haven't seen a quote from her.
Nothing.
But I haven't been searching real hard either.
No, I have not seen
these,
one word.
These things
from
are going to play out, you know. And if and I and when I write stuff, I'll say reportedly. But yes. And then I did see two reports yesterday. One was a Kentucky person saying that Maddie Scherer is going to be here Thursday.
Correct.
And she's coming. Obviously, her coach got fired, and I don't know near as much about. I haven't seen her stats. Have you?
Maddie Scherer. She's not near as impressive offensively as
I wonder
Lucy
if they
is.
Take both.
Do we have only if somebody leaves? Unless only have one scholarship.
Well, they got how many? Okay.
Because we got five.
It would not surprise me. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if someone left. And I'm not saying
no.
I'm not saying I've heard anything, but
in this day and age,
nothing would surprise me.
Uh-uh.
But also, if Lucy and Maddie are kind of duplicates of each other, maybe they would. Maybe they wouldn't take them. So, but I don't know who else Lucy Olson's visiting. I don't know what the competition. Is. I don't think I saw Connecticut or.
I don't think so.
Wasn't Indiana one of them?
Maybe so.
I thought I read where Indiana. Somebody had a list of six.
Yeah.
And I thought Indiana was on that. I don't think Stanford was on there.
Stanford's hurting.
Was Notre Dame maybe on there?
Possibly.
But yeah, she's good. If Iowa get her on campus, that means they got a chance. She may come here and fall in love with it and commit on the spot. Who knows?
That would be wonderful.
And the moment she commits, it's going to be out on 50 different, you know, those things that do the committed things now.
Uh-huh.
Those things. There's people that make their living doing that stuff now. I saw this one guy. He works for On3. He said he started doing it when he was in the fifth grade. He started making commitment graphics as a kid, and he's turned, I'll give him credit, man. He's turned it into a lucrative business for himself, and people must eat that stuff up. I mean, the athletes must like being able to get their a graphic made, and that's the world we live in.
And if we end up getting Maddie Scherer, I'll bet her Ray Gun t-shirt will be Maddie for sure. You like that?
Sure.
For sure.
There you go. But so we'll see. I think Tony, I'm guessing here in the next 2 weeks we'll have answers for a lot of Iowa's portal-related stuff. I haven't heard anything about DeSante Bowen, have you? Haven't been really looking. It'll come out at some point.
And I know Tony was kind of interested in Indiana, but they've got a couple people rated higher, and they got a
guy from Washington State who, he's a good player, but he shoots 28% from three. But Tony's not a great three-point shooter either.
No, he isn't.
So I thought when they got this guy from, just recently got this, I think his last name's Rice, that maybe Tony, I've heard Mizzou,
yeah.
And some of the schools like Arkansas, I wonder if the Calipari thing, because Tony listed Arkansas before Calipari became their head coach. So uh-huh. I wonder if it's not going to be Indiana now, I'm predicting Missouri. Because I had heard, I mean, I know he visited there, but like I said, I am just taking a stab in the dark. I don't have any connection on this, and I haven't really been.
And I think Mizzou's got good NIL.
They do
as
have
well.
Good. They do have really good NIL money.
Yeah.
And obviously, I think NIL is playing a role in it. We don't know how big of a role. Even Brad didn't know how big of a role.
No.
But so we'll see. But yeah, Patrick to Butler was not a surprise at all.
No,
I didn't really hear any other school.
Trying to think, there were a couple other things floated around, but nothing that it came of it. I mean, obviously, he didn't visit.
And it wouldn't surprise, he probably will live with Connor.
Well, maybe so.
As a sixth-year senior, I doubt he's going to be living on the basement floor of the dorms with guys 6 and 7 years younger. Imagine being 24 living in the dorms.
I couldn't imagine being 18.
I lived in the dorms. I was 19 when I got to. I was 19 and 20. My first 2 years were Goodwin Kirk. You heard of it?
Sure.
Biggest dorm at Drake.
Oh, Amy lived that in her second year.
I had no problems there. I didn't. By the time I was done with my second year, I was ready to get out of the dorms. But for 2 years, it was fine.
I lived there when I was 17 and 18, and the first part of my sophomore year, and then I got an apartment.
Oh, I was ready to move out. But for 2 years, I didn't mind it, man. All you had to do is walk down the sidewalk to Hubble for food.
Well, did you have roommates?
Yeah, the actor.
That's right.
And then I had another buddy of mine, but yeah.
I didn't have roommates the last semester.
And Amy lived in Stall Nasty her first year.
My mom was the head receptionist clerk there for her last 10 years at Drake.
Was she?
Yeah, Stallmaker, yep.
Yeah, the kids called it Stall Nasty.
She also ran the GK dorm for 20 years. My mom was, and I just remember there as a little kid, my dad and I would go pick up my mom at go up the steps, and she'd be right there in the with all the mailboxes. And yeah, that's the dorm she put me in too, because she thought that's where I would meet more people. And it was for a small school like Drake, Goodman Kirk was a pretty heavy traffic dorm, and it was a big dorm. And
yeah, Amy didn't love Drake.
Oh, I love Drake. But for mostly a lot of wrong reasons. I mean, Drake, but I had fun at Drake.
She said it was very clicky.
It was definitely very clicky.
Yeah.
But if you didn't care, you were okay. For some reason, I didn't care about clicks.
I never did either.
I never really let them. I mean, yeah, if you don't want me.
This place could get, you know, I mean, as big as it is, it still could get clicky.
Well, in some of those clicks, I remember they were supposed to be like high-end. I'd be like, God, I'd kill myself before I'd spend 10 minutes with those people. Why do I, you know? I mean,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, some people don't.
And there were a lot of those type of
a small
folks.
School like that, you definitely have that. I mean, Drake had so many students from the Chicago area. Most of my close friends ended up being from the Chicago area, and I still keep in contact with some of them. But no, I had a good experience at Drake for the most part. I mean, it was fun.
I mean, Amy liked her classes, but
I hated my class. See, that was the only part of college I didn't like, was the academic part. That always got in the way of stuff. That Friday marketing class, that Friday morning at 9 o'clock, that was not good.
Oh, hell.
I had trouble getting there.
I had, what the hell class was that? It was at 7:30 on Friday mornings.
Earliest I ever had was 8.
It was ridiculous.
I had a 7:30 Earth Science lab. My first year.
I remember being in news ed class when the Challenger in 86?
Yeah.
When it exploded, and our teacher sent us home.
We were in Minot, North Dakota.
Oh, you
when that happened.
My mom was in the hospital for something. And,
it really impacted our teacher. He couldn't teach anymore. I mean, we were watching it.
Yeah.
And boom. And yeah, I'll never. And then CNN just did something on the Columbia.
Yeah.
What happened with that one?
I don't know.
They just did some 2 or 3 part doc. I thought they were doing it on the Challenger.
Well, no, it was on the Columbia was the one that blew up over Texas.
Okay, I don't. For some reason, I don't remember that one. Like I do the Challenger.
Yeah, where the bodies were.
I mean, the Challenger had the school
all over Texas.
Challenger had school teacher on it, right?
Yeah,
that was
awful.
That was awful. Plus, we all saw it live too.
Yeah.
What was her name? Krista McAuliffe?
McAuliffe. Yeah. Isn't that amazing how we all remember that name?
Mm-hmm.
It's just etched in our minds. So, but all right, let's get on to a more.
So let's see. And Fran's got a couple of visiting guards this week.
Phil Will from Morehead State and Cameron Hunter from Arkansas State. He didn't play this past year. They're both 6'3". And yeah, I mean.
Both point guards?
I think they're both more kind of combo guardish, which is to me is in Fran's offense that's what you want, and I think Hunter might be left handed. I saw some video of him, so those are the only names I've seen right now. Has it seen any other names on the message board?
I haven't. There's evidently a mystery center that people
it's
are
amazing
talking
how there's
about.
Always some mystery guy that's better than the ones that
but
were
no
hearing.
name
and they never end up material they hardly
never
ever materialize, but they're better than the ones they're looking at.
So
they're,
you're not gonna believe it. Yeah. Sure we're
there
not.
Always seems to be that. And there was talk of that during the Iowa offensive coordinator search. Well, there's a name under wraps that nobody
that I can't tell you
but oh my God, this would be a home run. And you knew that wasn't gonna happen. But yeah, there's always that mystery out there. But yeah, they need guard play.
Yes,
Tony and DeSante. I mean, DeSante, yeah, he ended up not being much of a factor, but he did start the first 8 games of the season. And was part of their future.
Our guard court was thin, and now it's real thin.
Real thin.
Losing
yeah.
both DeSante and Tony. I mean,
yes.
Yeah, we.
So yeah, Thilwell, I averaged like 15, 16, I think.
Yeah.
Now Hunter 2 years ago averaged like 16.9. So
but
he
didn't
can
play
score.
Last year.
But he didn't play last year with an injury. But he can score, so we shall see. I mean, I wonder if they would take both.
I'll bet they would.
They could sure
we
use
them.
We
got 3 openings, right?
I think 3 right now, yeah, because they have Cooper Koch and Chris Tajo coming in. So, yeah, I think they would maybe take. I haven't really heard them mentioned with many big men, have you?
Mm-mm.
Other than the mystery one that's, who is it?
It's the mystery.
Victor Wambayamba from the Spurs. But, yeah, I mean, I have not seen them.
Wasn't there a Princeton center that's in
There's a Princeton center that's in the portal.
Early on, his name was out there, but I haven't heard anything since.
People were throwing his name out. Yeah, no, I have not. But like I said, I don't spend the stuff in the portal. It's going to work itself out. I don't spend much time chasing stuff down because it seems like the moment somebody does anything, it gets announced.
I'm so sure it does.
And it's just out there. And it's just, to me, let them do their stuff. And like, I'm not going over on campus to see if I can get 5 minutes with Lucy Olson when the Iowa coaches aren't looking or something. It's just not. You know, it'll figure itself out.
Hey, Lucy, it's me, Pat.
Hawk Fanatti, got a minute? Iowa doesn't like you talking to the recruits when they have them on campus. Anyway,
no.
Football, you can't do it. They prefer that you don't do it. So it's not like I'm going to be hiding behind bushes trying to get a glimpse of people visiting.
Psst, Lucy. Hey, Lucy.
You cannot be in the show.
With a Ricky Ricardo voice?
Yeah. So will Lucy have some splaining to do?
Yeah, she may. But, I mean, Iowa's got a lot to sell right now, but they also, some may be intimidated by the pressure of trying to not replace Caitlin Clark, but in a way replace Caitlin Clark.
Is that what you see that?
Because that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, so it'll be interesting to see how they kind of sell that.
And I think, I don't think that the staff wants to put a lot of pressure on the two point guards that are coming in and have to count on them for too much in year one.
No, because I think they ideally, I mean, to me, you want guards that can play both positions. To label someone just a point, I've heard people say the girl from Solon could probably play both positions. To me, I think you got to be interchangeable unless you are just a true point guard. I mean, Caitlin, definition point guard, but she was just a guard. I mean, she was a scoring. I mean, she played off the ball as well as she did on the ball. If she was in there with Molly Davis and Molly Davis was playing point guard, Caitlin still gets the ball. I mean, I think too much is made. I kind of think with Lisa now almost in the backcourt, it's almost like positionless basketball based on your skill set. So we'll see. But, yeah, they need ball handlers. They need distributors.
But they need distributors
who can also shoot.
Yes.
Because I'm not – I mean, I know the girl from Nebraska has a reputation for being a great shooter, but she has not been asked to be a great shooter for an extended period at this point. She hasn't had
25 minutes a game.
So we'll wait. Fuhrbach hasn't shown that she's a great shooter yet.
And neither of those two are good at creating their own shots.
No. Allfalter's probably the best of all those at that stuff. So we'll see.
Yeah, I love Sid. She is terrific. And we would not have gotten into the finals without her.
No. No, she actually, I thought, was probably a little more valuable than Molly. Molly did give them, though, a true point guard ball handler. That it would have been hard for Caitlin to play off the ball with Sid playing point guard for an extended period. You could do that with Molly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they did do that a lot. That's even more impressive, though, that they did all that in the NCAA tournament without Molly Davis, one of their best players.
Yeah,
they were able to overcome that and didn't get much from the center position. I mean, they had that core group of players that were just, they were just on a mission. And they lost to a better team.
Yeah. Yes,
now we're bringing it.
Yeah.
Nonsense be gone. Weather, outdated music. We've moved on.
I just got a new weather forecast.
Uh-oh.
Well, let's hear it.
Do you really want to?
I mean, I see a little skull and crossbones over your head, so let's hear it.
I want to hear it.
Okay.
I've got my eyes shut and fingers crossed.
We continue to watch a dangerous weather event unfolding Tuesday across the Midwest. A level 3 of 5 risk, an enhanced risk, is in place, which includes heightened threat for tornadoes. A few tornadoes could be strong. Morning thunderstorms could lead to the threat of large hail before we have a window of dry weather, which sets the stage for stronger round two. Round two is forecast to start by early afternoon into the evening hours. There's a chance the morning storms limit the threat later in the day. However, given the strong wind shear in place, it will not take much recovery for high-end storms to develop.
Hmm. It is bleak.
Yeah.
Look how proud you are. Look at him. He's just beaming over there.
Yeah, I don't want any hail. I just got my car fixed.
We'll park it in the garage.
Well, I do, but I mean, if I'm out here.
Oh, I guess, yeah. That's true.
Take Ann's car.
Yeah, take her car. Now, if it does the roof, you get that's why you have insurance. I haven't paid my roof off yet. Wonder how that would impact that. Yeah, I don't want hail either. I don't want tornadoes.
Well, I don't want any of this.
No, we just did our roof a few years ago, so I don't want to have to do that
again. I did mine. I'm on the 8-year payment plan. I'm on like year 5. It started off at 10, and it's down in the 3s now. So, God, I can't wait to get it over. $125 a month someplace down in Tampa, Florida, I think. One time it took a month for my letter to get there. They had me missing a payment.
Listen, we sent one of our IRS payments in an IRS envelope, and we
how long did it take?
Certified it. For 10 days, it sat in Cedar Rapids. And then it told us it sat in Cedar Rapids, and it sent it back here.
That ain't good.
So then we sent them another, hey, we just sent this. We showed them that we sent this in on time. But we're going to get, you know, they'll get penalized, and they'll charge interest when it had nothing to do with us. When we sent it in on time.
Yeah, you got to send them in by the end of today. Is today the 15th?
Well, yeah, for taxes. Mine, I got extension.
Yeah, I mailed my, I ended up owing, what, $457 to the feds, and I sent that in last Friday. Yeah. It cost me more to do my taxes than what I ended up owing. I'll tell you what, all these drives out here, these are a nice little deduction.
Yeah.
I do a lot of, I don't do much driving, but all the either to you guys or over to Carver Hawkeye, I keep track of, it's amazing how much that I do during the course of the year, man. And it adds up. This is, do you know how long it is from when you get on to Sioux on off of Highway 6 to where you take a right up here? Is that's got to be at least 2-3 miles, isn't it?
I would think.
I'd say
at least.
Maybe 3.
Okay, I'm going to have, because it's about 6, the whole trip for me is about 5.5, 6, something like that. But yeah, I do it 4 or 5 times, at least four times a week.
I mean, we've gone to Oklahoma once and Texas once, but I got that car. How long have I had the car? Has it been 6 years?
5 or 6, I think.
And I've got 80,000 miles on the thing, and I really haven't gone.
You're like me. I bought mine with 96, and it's got like 106, and I've had it for 4 years. I don't put hardly any miles on my car anymore.
Oh, boy, I've driven a lot, because I started out at 500 miles on the odometer. It's at 102,000.
So where do you go? I mean, because don't you guys
use these? We drove down to Florida.
Oh, that's right. You did drive down to Florida.
Drove to Texas.
You don't fly to all your places.
No.
Okay.
Drove to Nashville.
Okay, God, you do a lot of driving.
Chicago,
I don't think
two or three times. Minneapolis.
Because anytime we do work stuff now, most of the time, I didn't have much work to stuff deductions anymore because Hawk Fanatic pays for most of my stuff now.
I just didn't think I drove that much that it would put 40-some thousand miles on it since I've had it. But,
you know, to me, cars are necessary
like
evils.
Coming here and going.
Like I said, I hope that Honda Accord, it's a 15. I hope I can drive it till it's done because I just... As long as it's not an eyesore and it operates fine, that's all I care about with cars.
I get bored.
I don't.
Unfortunately.
I get bored too.
And this has been a great car. It really has.
I love my car. I mean,
Ford Fusion, it's been great.
Yeah, I just don't give any thought to it.
I put the only thing I've done with this is I put $1,000 in, and part of that was tires. I mean, it's a great car, and it's comfortable, and I'll hold on to it till it drops.
That's how I am.
But I want, only because of my situation, if it wasn't for what I'm dealing with, I'd go get another car.
Yeah.
Not that I don't love this, but I get bored.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. This is the longest I think I've had a car. The same
for
car.
Me, it's, yeah, a bit for me too.
Yeah.
Because mine is a 2017.
Now, if tomorrow
so this
that
is,
thing
yeah,
gets
year
picked
seven.
Up, you know, and hurled into a field somewhere.
Well,
then you'll have to get
it. Come out here at your own risk.
Yeah.
Or take it to Vicks and they'll fix it for you.
So most of this is going to be on Tuesday. Does it carry over to Wednesday? I can't.
Tuesday night.
Tuesday night.
It could suck out everything tomorrow morning or whatever. All I know.
And then it's cooler after the storm leaves, right? That's when it's down to the 50s?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a significant drop from where we
From
well,
where
mid-60s we Wednesday, and then, yeah, 50s the rest of the
I mean, 50s is pretty, that's 30 degrees cooler than what it was yesterday. That's pretty significant. Yeah. So, God, what's it supposed to be like Friday, Saturday for Iowa baseball?
Mid-50s.
No precip?
Nope.
Okay. You
sunny,
can play.
Mid-50s.
The Friday game might get a little cold toward the end, but you can easily play baseball as long as there's not a lot of wind, what have you. But like you said, Tom, this is a big series.
It is.
Are you going to make it out to a game this year?
Yeah. You know, we've talked about it. We were actually kind of, this last weekend, we kind of chilled at home because we've been, you know, with the basketball season, we went to Carver Hawkeye, you know, on the average of at least twice a week, sometimes three times a week. So it's kind of been nice to stay home.
Yeah, I think if you could deduct all your miles driving to Carver Hawkeye like I can do. Because, I mean, I only go there for work-related reasons.
Oh, technically, I think
you
could.
You could?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you could.
Yeah.
Yeah,
how would you explain it? What, you're there?
He's covering it for the station.
Yeah, because I have to be able to talk about it and Steve and Hunter.
I guess you could somehow pull that out of your hat.
Somehow.
Well, I mean, so his.
Well, if it was advantageous to me, I got KFMH running in my house, but it isn't advantageous to me.
But he plays a different role at Carver during games than someone like I do.
Well, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. But he still has to come
in
here.
He drinks and then leaves the moment the game's home and then goes home and watch it again.
Yeah.
Whereas I got to do
it. If we win.
If they win.
And it's not an 8 o'clock game.
But if they lose, you drink and don't watch it again, right?
Pretty much.
I could deduct the alcohol.
There you go. It's a necessary.
Well,
it's an office expense.
Well, he has to come out here. At our age, anyone could deduct.
Are you going to go to the practice Saturday?
Maybe. We haven't finalized anything yet.
Gates open at 10:45 and the practice starts at 11? Or is it the practice starts at 10:45?
Practice starts at, does it open at 9:45 and start at 10:45?
It starts at 10:40, which is earlier than usual, but I like it. I'd much rather do that.
Hello.
Yeah, Trump's going to claim his encounter with Stormy Daniels is a work-related thing.
Whatever.
Okay.
I like when you have everything prepared. It's like Saturday Night Live. You start off with
except it wasn't funny.
I mean, yeah.
Besides that,
we hadn't mentioned Trump, had we?
No. And let's not.
That's the most ridiculous coverage. They're sitting outside a courtroom.
You know. Well, maybe this phone call will take us away from that stuff.
Sure.
Don't want to go there.
Oh, God.
Stormy Daniels, you.
No, I'd much rather have Karen McDougal.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah, she is hot.
No, boys.
Well, I mean, she's an attractive woman.
She is.
Not like I'm stalking her or downloading videos.
Okay. You have this terrible weather, okay?
Yeah.
And these two women are out in the field blowing away. Which one are you going to jump
McDougal.
On? Yeah. Okay.
Tom?
If I have to choose, yes.
So we're denying Stormy during the storm.
Yeah. Goodbye.
But, yeah, I don't care about that trial. I mean, I just don't care. I mean, it's not going to change anything.
No.
If they convict him,
well,
I mean, those people, they'll worship him even more.
Are you going to carry the? There is no coverage. They're not in the court.
Well, there's no cameras in the court, right?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. So what are we supposed to carry? People sitting outside. Go.
Hey, I think I saw Trump go in. 45 minutes ago.
So is he in? Will he be in it
during
the entire time? He has to be.
He has to be.
I wonder if we're going to find out, like, if he's yelling and lashing out, and because he can do whatever. I mean,
well, we'll find that out.
We'll find that out. But I wouldn't surprise him if he's yelling,
because
he can do whatever he wants.
It's not like hours of coverage. I'm not giving it.
Well, no, it's not worth it. I mean, I'm bored with all that stuff now. Back to the Hawks.
Is today when the football portal opens up officially?
I hate it when you ask questions like that.
I believe that it is.
I think it is, but I don't know for sure. But and it's a 30-day window, isn't it? Or is it?
It is.
I think it is, but yeah, and it's going to – but with Iowa – we got at least another week before it goes, before stuff starts happening, because these guys are going to play out spring ball, see where they stand, and then some are going to leave, and there'll be some roster shuffling at every school.
And don't you think we absolutely have to get a quarterback or not?
It starts tomorrow. It opens up tomorrow.
Okay.
I don't think you absolutely have to get a quarterback, because if you don't, you'll have, what, how many on scholarship next year? Four?
Uh-huh.
Or five?
Four.
Four.
Do you have Reeser, who's coming in? You've got
Lannis, Deacon Hill, and McNamara, and then Paholski as a walk-on. That's five quarterbacks. Four. Do you want five quarterbacks on scholarship when you know that four of them, if McNamara's healthy, aren't going to play and have no chance of playing? That's what I'm not just asking. If there's a good quarterback like that Ohio State kid, I watched him in their scrimmage. They had their scrimmage, and it doesn't look like he's got a chance to be their starting quarterback, and that's why he's obviously thinking of the portal, right? The kid from Ohio State.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we'll see. To me, it's a tough sell with McNamara.
Well, it is.
If they didn't have McNamara coming back, I think they would. But to me, how do you sell it with McNamara as your guy for somebody who's looking to play next year?
That's a good question.
That's the only thing I'm asking.
Yeah, it opens up tomorrow and it closes on April 30th.
So 2 weeks.
So it's just a 2-week window?
Yeah.
That's what it says.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't aware of that, but. But, yeah, I just think the McNamara thing just kind of changes everything for Iowa. It makes it hard for them to get somebody. But there's also quarterbacks, I guess, that are in the portal that I guess would be willing to be patient going somewhere else. But part of the reason you're in the portal is because you're not patient.
No, that's true,
see,
too.
That's where I think the stuff Iowa's fighting with right now.
And I think the concern is, you know, Deacon's getting the number one reps, most of the number one reps, and that makes me nervous as heck.
Yeah, but I don't
does.
I don't know how much to read into that stuff. Kirk may look at some of the stuff that it's reported. I mean, I don't know. I'm not ready to say that he's going to be definitely ahead of Lannis just because of a couple of things we've heard and the fact that they made Deacon available the other day and they didn't make Marco available. I'm just going to wait and see how that plays out. I'm still not convinced Deacon will be the firm, solid backup next year, but that's assuming Marco makes a little progress as a passer. Because if Marco can't pass, he can't play.
No.
I mean, that running he did, okay, that was fun for him.
That was.
He'd get killed, though. If the offense becomes him just running for his life, he'd last like a game.
Yeah.
And he'd probably be hurt because that would be – he'd be like playing running back as a quarterback. So we'll see. Yeah, do I think they could stand an upgrade in the quarterback room? Of course. But that's hard to say, though, when you've already got four on scholarship that seem like – and who knows, maybe.
I mean, Deacon can improve,
Deacon can improve, but maybe, let's say, in 2 weeks, Marco Lannis is in the transfer portal. Would that surprise you if he is still behind Deacon Hill coming out of spring? It wouldn't surprise me. I'm not saying
I guess not.
I haven't heard anything like that. I'm just speculating. I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, there's so many things that could still happen. But to me, though, the chance of getting a high-end quarterback that wants to come in and play right away was made impossible when McNamara said, "I am back, I'm coming back," and he's their guy.
Yeah. Well, we shall see.
Yeah, I mean, it still has to play out. You never say never. And maybe they may convince, hey, Cade, you know, yeah, he is our guy, but he's still not healthy yet, and we need to have a better security blanket in case he goes down. But then you come here hoping that the guy in front of you gets hurt. I mean, there's just a lot of scenarios that are hard to figure out right now. But I remember when they announced all that McNamara stuff, I remember thinking, man, they're taking a chance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, forget about recruiting any other quarterback. They just got their quarterback.
Well, look good either.
No, and it's almost like they recruited him over. They got him twice. He was their quarterback in the portal back in 20, and they got him again this year. So it's kind of a repeat of the first year. Now you just hope he can make it through a season healthy and live up to what, you know, he was at Michigan. But that's going to be hard to do because he's not going to have that supporting cast.
No.
So we'll see. Back to the weather.
Well, it's a beautiful day.
It is beautiful today. Yeah. Right? I think she's teasing us. She's kind of lulling us into complacency.
My nature.
Yeah, I think she's playing mind games with us right now. Get them all relaxed. Throw a nice 78-degree day at them. And then tomorrow,
look the F out. What the hell? Run for cover.
Watch both of our houses get flattened.
You're the one.
If my house got flattened, would you get a little satisfaction out of that?
All I said, you know, was we're going to
the likelihood is the weather's going to be severe, and you guys have carried this through the weekend.
And we're setting ourselves up for a big fall, aren't we?
Yeah.
Will you laugh if my house gets flattened?
No, I wouldn't.
Well, behind my back,
maybe
you would.
Chuckle.
Sure, is that loud enough, right?
But not really loud laughing.
No, you'd wait until I left.
Well, yeah, I don't want to hurt your feelings.
I appreciate that. But no, hopefully no damage, what
no,
have you.
No, we
but,
don't need any of that.
No.
And we don't really. How much more rain do we need? My grass won't stop. I got to mow it today again.
Lars got mowed yesterday. Neighborhood boy Jude took care of it.
Did he bring his own mower?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did he have to?
Did he want
to
do my yard?
If you pay him.
I know I'm going to have him pay me. I'm like Todd from Beavis and Butthead.
If you pay him, he might.
What do you pay him?
$35.
Wow, that's fair. Is your yard, I don't think, it's as big
as
mine.
It's a half acre is all.
Yeah, my front yard. Yeah, I might pick you up on that. Someone going to answer that?
Should I? Yeah, because evidently Jim's on it.
Yeah, Jim took that receiver back, didn't he?
Yeah, he was left.
How do you want to be on the air? Hello?
Evidently not. No. Evidently not.
Yeah.
Wow. That was kind of strange. Yeah, I saw Hunter walking out with what looked like a receiver.
Oh, that's right. He's gone. He had to. We had to mail back our one of the satellite receivers.
So he's got to go to the UPS store.
Yeah,
and that's in Coralville.
I don't know. Yeah, I think I don't.
Well,
know.
There's one up in CR. I know.
No, he's not going to that one. No, we got to mail it back.
No, isn't there one on like James Street in Coralville? Or is that where the new post office
That's
is?
That's a new post office. I don't know. I just know that, you know, I got two receivers back there that I don't know what to do with. I've got this damn thing going with CenturyLink Lumen that they won't come get their stuff. They want to charge us for it or have us send back whatever. They haven't explained whatever we're supposed to send back, and I don't know what it is. It's a mess. Hello?
Can we get back to Stone Ground?
Sure, I got it right here.
Hey, which album is it?
They had more than one. I've never heard of it.
They had four or five. They were a really good band.
Stone Ground, let's see. This is just Stone Ground. They're standing on some sand mountain, and the word Stone Ground is embedded into the mountain, and they got all their guitars and stuff laying down on it.
Yeah, that's the first one.
Looking
that's
for okay. You, Great Change Since I've Been Born, Rainy Day in June, Added Attraction, Come and See Me, Dreaming Man, Stroke Stand, Bad News, Don't Waste My Time, Colonel Chicken Fry, and Brand New Start. Man, what a huge band. Yeah. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's like 15 people in this band.
I never heard
of them. No, they had four female vocalists.
Yeah, there they are right there. I'm seeing them.
Front in the band. They were a really good band. I saw them several times when I lived in California. They were different, though.
How would you describe their sound?
West white soul. You know, they're just white guys playing soul music, kind of.
Oh, okay.
So it's a little rock and roll. But, little known fact, or maybe people do know, the lead singer, the guy of Stone Ground, was also the lead singer originally in Bo Brummel's, Val Valentino.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right.
I've never heard of what band?
I've
never
heard of Brummel's.
Never heard of that band. There's 13 members in Stone Ground.
You were born.
What was it, Bo Brummel's?
Bo Brummel's. Laugh,
were they Laugh, Laugh?
I thought I'd laugh.
No,
laugh,
I never heard
laugh,
of them.
Yeah. I thought I'd die. Seems
fun. Yeah. So, actually, this album is a promotional copy.
Yeah. They didn't sell at all. I don't know how they released Cell, and they were a pretty local band out there.
Yeah, I never.
Stone Ground evolved from a group of San Franciscans who were part of the Medicine Ball Caravan that crossed the United States during the summer of 1970, living in teepees and buses and giving free concerts as they traveled. The caravan saga will be told, blah, blah, blah. Okay. But there you go.
Yeah.
Yawn.
Long live Stone Ground.
Yes.
All right.
Bring more albums in.
I will. I'm going to leave them all here, too. I'm going to Next thing you know, there's going to be like 150 albums sitting here better than in my basement.
Mr. Hunter.
FYI, there's a UPS store on Highway 1.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, right by Anytime Fitness there.
Oh, by Blackstone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So no wonder you're back so quickly.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Hello. Hey, I got a question for you guys.
Okay.
Another team that's not named Tennessee.
Okay.
What's that? I couldn't hear you.
Well, go ahead. What's your question?
Hello. You there?
Yeah. Yes. What's your question?
Yeah. Not a team not named UConn, South Carolina, or Tennessee. Has there been another team?
You're cutting out.
You cut
another
out again.
Team that was dominant in women's basketball. Texas was pretty dominant.
They won 86. They finished undefeated. Stanford won 3 national titles, I believe, under
Tara
Vandevere. When I first started watching women, the first women's basketball game I ever remember watching was Delta State versus Immaculata for the national championship.
Was that when C. Vivian was?
She was not at Delta State.
Oh, she was Cheney.
This was Lucia Harris. But Old Dominion with Nancy Lieberman, they had a really good stretch. And then I'm trying to think early on. There was a couple other schools that were pretty dominant prior to even Tennessee, but there's been some. I mean,
all right, thanks.
But there's another. Oh, Louisiana Tech.
Yeah,
Louisiana Tech was really good in the 80s and 90s under Leon Barmore. That's where Kim Mulkey played. But I'll never forget watching Delta State versus Immaculata. And I think they were in, like, it was the NAIA championship or whatever it was back then before the NCAA got involved. And that was a long time ago. But, no, Stanford's been good for USC under Cheryl Miller. They had a stretch in the 80s.
They did.
They were really good. But nobody has sustained like Tennessee and UConn.
UConn.
Yeah, those two have been by far. Stanford has been really good, but, I mean, UConn has won 11 national titles?
Yeah, I mean, that's.
And it's all been since 1995.
That's been incredible.
That's incredible. Yeah, Tennessee under Pat Summitt was great too, but whereas Sanford has sustained, but they just have only won 3. And during, I think she was there for 38 years. Remember, she was the one who built. She was the one that built Ohio State up. Mm-hmm. Ohio State was Vivian's biggest competition. Remember, isn't that who they filled the arena with? That won that game against Ohio State.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. So,
hello.
There's also a UPS store in between Hudson's and Harbor Freight. FYI.
Oh, there is. That's right.
Yeah, there is. I drive by that a lot.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
You'd think we would have been able to come up with that since we've all driven by it 50,000 times, but
I don't pay attention.
I don't either, usually.
Evidently, I don't either.
Yeah.
So, but draft tonight, 6:30 ESPN. I wonder what their viewership's going to be.
I bet it's huge.
We're going to see some stat tomorrow. Amount of viewers last night compared to a year ago. And I wonder how long it'll sustain. Like, it'll have, it hits its peak the first 10 minutes in the show, then it just takes a big dip after she gets picked. I wonder if it'll do that. Knock on the other girls.
No, I think it will.
I think it probably will.
I think it will.
And Cameron Brink's probably going to be number 2.
That's what they're saying. I've seen some reports that Cardoza may slip in there too, but who knows? That there was some talk that they may be either one. I mean, one 6'7", the other 6'4". I'll tell you, Brink's good. She's a great defender.
She really
runs the court well. So, but like I said, I've never cared about the WNBA draft, and now I care.
Yeah. Funny how that works, isn't
it? What means more to you, the draft or good Stone Ground album? You're going to tell me you hate Stone Ground? You gonna go that far?
I hate it. I've never heard of it.
Don't they have Stone Ground bread now?
They do.
Isn't that
they do. I want to know how you spend
Stone Ground mustard.
How do you spend 60 years in this business and not know freaking Stone Ground?
Because I have.
You too. What's your excuse?
I've heard of them.
Oh, you have heard of them.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just you and Hunter.
Yeah, that have been playing the same music for.
I mean, Carly Lee,
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Carly, or Stone Ground.
Carly Rae, by far.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to go there.
Okay.
I'm, that caller would be on my side.
She is the McDougal of top 40 music.
Carly Rae's attractive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. We've hit the creepy part of the show where three old men talk about women they can't have.
Well, she's almost 40.
Oh, yeah. I guess that would really help our chances.
Yeah. I wasn't thinking I had a
Whereas Stone Ground's got...
Stone
Ground has four women singers. What do you think of that?
Well, we'd probably have a shot with them.
Yeah, right now.
In their 70s.
Oh, they're probably older. I think they're older than that.
Yeah.
I tell you, there's your battleground,
as
guys.
As long as you don't trip over the feeding tube. Yeah. Hello. Go to hell, you dumb son of a bitch. You don't work. You just call here. You know.
I mean, it is kind of pathetic.
It is. It's pathetic. It is.
That he can't get us out of his mind. What do you think, Suter?
Get in a program.
It doesn't bother me.
It doesn't really bother me.
Get in a program. You know?
But his call makes you appreciate Menu Boy more.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't?
No.
Okay, I was wrong. All right.
No, it really doesn't.
So the main question, has anybody eaten the Taco John's pizza yet?
You know, the taco pizza. That looks good.
It does kind of look good.
Is it similar? Remember, Taco Bell has that little, they've had a little Mexican type pizza thing for years. It's okay. Is it similar to that?
I don't know. But Taco Bell's not very good.
I didn't know. I mean, although I'm biased, my niece's husband is a big wig with Taco Bell. So, Taco Bell, I've had it. They both, I think Taco John's is a little better, but they both,
for sure.
I mean, they're fast food taco places.
Yeah.
Taco Bell, I think, has a bigger menu, don't they? They seem like they have tons of different stuff.
Yeah, maybe.
But, I mean, to me, it's hard to make a bad taco. Just your basic meat, cheese, lettuce, tomato. As long as you got decent seasoning, whether it's Taco Bell, I mean, it's hard to ruin a good taco.
Well, the Tasty Tacos mix is the best.
Well, yeah, no, it's really, it's good. And Tasty Taco, and like I said, La Raya, and the Perez Family Tacos. I love the Perez Family Tacos.
Yeah, me too.
I had those about a week ago. But yeah, I did not realize. So, what are they advertising this? How did you find out about it?
I've just seen it on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
It's been on TV a lot too.
I mean, I'd go more, but it's so far. It's the
it's just. Way
I like
out there.
That one out there. It's clean.
Yeah.
Every time I go there, I get great service, but I just don't go out there very often.
It's way out there.
It's way out there. I mean, it's right across from the mall. Do you get out there much?
No.
But there have been a couple times.
Well, we tried to go there. You can't go there in the winter.
Well, there's times where you can only go through the drive-thru because they don't have enough employees to work inside.
Well, we went there once in the winter, and they had no heat.
It was chilly.
It was damn cold. It was ridiculous.
So what's in the old Taco John's building?
Nothing. It's got to be destroyed.
Man, you got that one, and like we said, you got the old Deli Mart, you got the old... There's a lot of places just sitting vacant in this town.
Yeah, there is.
Why do they have to destroy that? Why? Oh, because it's more designed. It does look like a taco.
It's not only that, but there's problems with the building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is that
it's
part of the
condemned.
Reason?
Condemned.
Oh, it has been. Okay.
Yeah.
I used to go there a few times.
We went there.
Oh, a lot.
Yeah.
God, remember when
we were in Coralville, we ate there once a week.
Remember, there used to be a Long John Silver's and a KFC.
Uh-huh.
KFC on First Avenue, Long John Silver's on Highway 1. They were both right there.
I like Taco John's better than Bell.
A little bit. Not as much as him because to me they're both very similar.
Potato Olays.
Yeah, they do have those.
I thought they have more meat in the Taco John's.
Yeah, it's better.
Yeah, they're just better.
And I know people that would say the opposite, but really, who cares? I mean, you're arguing about Taco John's and Taco Bell. I mean, God, could you think of something more stupid to argue about?
Yeah, Stone Ground abandoned.
We're not arguing. I think we know where Stone Ground sits.
Versus Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. No knock on Carly Rae, but, you know, please. Colonel Chicken Fry. That's one of the songs they recommend. 4 minutes and 14 seconds of musical bliss. Here they are performing. Look at that.
That is a big-ass band.
It is. I mean, it's... and then on Twitter yesterday, I almost sent it to you, Captain. Somehow a 12-minute version of Thick as a Brick by Jethro Tull appeared up. one of those where they show, it was a video of them from, it looked like late 70s, 80s. And for a while it was fine because I do like the song Thick as a Brick. But then at one point he just goes into this other personality, grabs his flute, takes his right leg and puts it up on his left knee and starts playing on one leg. And it just digressed.
So stupid.
There wasn't anything about Jethro Tull that I liked.
Nor I.
Nothing.
I like Skating Away and Thick as a Brick. I like both those songs. But man, somebody must have liked them.
No, a lot of people liked them.
Because the comments underneath, oh, this guy, these guys were great. Ian Anderson, man, he was the greatest showman. It's like he, this medieval minstrel.
It just was ridiculous.
And what, Hunter?
I like Jethro Tull.
Well, you're wrong.
I'm more with Hunter on this one. Aqualung's kind of silly, well, but I do like the guitar solo at the end is good. It's kind of like the Knack, My Sharona, one of the greatest guitar solos to end a song.
I couldn't deal with Jethro Tull.
No.
Well, they're not still, are they still playing? Oh, probably. They are still playing. Yeah. I know Ian Anderson's still alive.
They ain't going to be playing for me.
Well, he ain't going to get his knee up like he used to.
Well, that's true.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, I just bought Jethro Tull's greatest hit.
There you go.
But I didn't realize Aqualung was written by Ian Anderson and his wife.
I did not know
so,
that.
So attributed on that.
Jethro Tull, and greatest hits, is it a piece of blank vinyl?
I know. We all have.
I've got the greatest hits, too. Just
hey,
ignore them.
Captain, thanks for being there tomorrow. I know those guys, but if you ever been in a tornado, man.
Oh, no, we've set ourselves up for a heavy fall.
You know, but hey, I was in one. I was like 14, and we had a big oak tree, and it fell on our garage.
That would suck, man.
Scratch car anyway.
Yeah.
My mom goes, Michael, give me a cigarette. I go, Mom, I ain't got one. She goes, hey, look under your bookcase. And she didn't smoke. And that was like, I actually gave her two.
Wow.
All right.
But it was funny, man. But no, hey, all be safe. Go
yep.
Hawks.
Yep.
All right.
Take care, guys.
Hey, thanks for the call.
And I'm with that. Everybody be safe if it does get bad tomorrow, hail and wind. And I mean, let's hope nothing bad happens.
No.
I mean,
no.
We are, like I said, we're poking fun at Captain. We're not poking fun of Mother Nature.
No.
I would never mess with her.
Let's see.
You're looking up something.
Is it Jethro Tull? I'm looking.
I do, though. Have you guys, the song Skating Away and Thick as a Brick, I like both those songs.
Okay. Anderson, they stopped playing in 2017.
Well, didn't he make a lot of money in, like, the salmon business?
Yeah.
He had some huge, thriving salmon business, I thought I remember reading.
He just put out an album last year.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, I did not know that. Are they still touring?
You know, they're saying they're going to be touring again.
That's good to hear, though. I like hearing guys older than me still making it work.
You bet. And the fan base is out there, and they can afford tickets for the most part. And
they seem like the kind of band people either love them or hate them.
And this is how these bands make money now.
And more power to them.
The downloads, they're not making that much money.
Now, if Jethro Tull was playing in Iowa City and I can get a ticket for $50, $75 bucks, I'd go.
Ian Anderson has owned several salmon farms in the UK and Chile.
Okay, that's what I thought. Interesting.
He's director of four companies, Jethro Tull Productions Limited, Caliandre Productions, Ian Anderson Limited, and the Ian Anderson Group of Companies.
So is he worth maybe $50 million?
I think we looked this up one time.
Probably.
I thought it was like 20 or 30 or something like that. Well, that's impressive.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you know, made good money with his band and didn't squander it.
Yeah, I don't know what his personal... Well, yeah, obviously he didn't squander it. He looks like he turned it into other investments, and that's good to do because... I mean, the music stuff.
$20 million.
Okay. Yeah, it's not bad work if you can get it. Yeah. But I never saw him in concert. Hunter, did you ever see him in concert?
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Oh, where'd you see him? Okay. Yeah, I never did see him in concert.
No, and I wouldn't have gone.
Well, like I said, I'd go. I mean, I wouldn't knock myself out to get there, but I'd make a small effort to go see Jethro Tull if it was convenient and somewhat affordable.
Can you imagine him trying to do that with his leg now?
Now at 80 or whatever? Yeah, I never understood. I didn't understand the minstrel medieval stuff.
Yeah, him coming out with this green, it looked like Kermit the Frog suit. What a bunch of crap.
Well, and then some of their album covers had like an old guy with gray beard. Yeah. I mean, it was kind of a theme that they pushed.
Yeah, I didn't like anything about him.
You've made that point.
You have said that continually.
I think the more you say
it, still talking about them.
Well, the more you say it,
you're going to get my input.
I hate him too, but I'm not that adamant.
And I don't hate him. I think hate's way too strong. I don't even hate Carly Rae Dickerson or whatever her name is.
Jepsen.
I don't hate her. I just don't. If I hear her, I change the channel or turn it off. I turned it off, turned you guys off this morning. You had Burlington Boy on, and you were talking about stuff going inside him. And I'm like, I don't need this right now.
He brushed it. It wasn't very long.
Okay, well, I turned you back on, but I'm like, I'm not going there. I couldn't. It was too much for me.
I just sent you something, a picture that he disseminated this morning. I sent it to you, too.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Do we want to see it?
Is it on Facebook or not Messenger?
I sent it to you in text.
Okay.
Well, I have something to look forward to. Should I eat lunch first or?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right. Well,
any more Jethro Tull discussion? Or do you think we've.
What are your thoughts on Jethro Tull?
I think, they had their place in rock and roll history, and they do.
Yeah.
And they do.
So if they were to rank the top 100 bands of all time, do you think Jethro Tull would, rock band, do you think Jethro Tull would be in it? I do.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I think they'd.
Well, Ian Anderson just came out with a statement and said, the weather is not looking good for tomorrow.
And our salmon are scared to death. No, like I said, I hope the weather ends up being more hype than bite.
I love salmon.
I don't love it. Love's too strong. It's probably my favorite piece of fish if I have to eat fish other than Long John Silver's. That's my idea
it's
of fish.
It's a different category than fish.
Other than Long John Silver's wins over everything, but I don't even realize I'm eating fish. I'm just eating batter.
Well, that's what you're eating.
Yes. But yeah, hopefully everybody be safe tomorrow. Like Tom and I are joking, but we're not. Obviously, tornadoes are nothing to take lightly.
No, of course not.
And hopefully we avoid those. And
yes, please.
Yes, and the hail, that's another. Well, just winds. I don't want power to go out. There's nothing more annoying than when the power goes out, other than, I guess, getting your home leveled.
I will be here at my post tomorrow.
You will.
So you're going to stay later tomorrow if the weather's really bad?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And then you'll have Lang and Molly be here, too.
Lang will be here and Molly, so.
How about Hunter? Don't let him off.
Hunter is off Wednesday, aren't you, Jim?
Thursday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Monica's show. That's
well,
right.
I'll be in here Wednesday morning, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Depends on how you look at it.
There you go. But everybody, yeah, be safe out there. Enjoy this weather while it lasts.
Yes, indeed. HawkFanatic.com. Check it out. It's free, and Molly
Download
Suter is
the
next.
KCJJ app.